Music from Mozart and the beloved Marriage of Figaro, and for very good reason here this afternoon. We're heading into the world of opera. It is the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore here on a Wednesday right now. Our look at the arts. The New Classical FM is the official radio sponsor of the Canadian Opera Company's 2023 series at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts. You could win tickets to Mozart's Marriage of Figaro, running January 27th, very soon, through February 18th, or Richard Strauss's Salome, which begins on February 3rd and runs through February 24th. Visit the website, classicalfm.ca, to enter and win tickets. And, of course, for more information to pick up tickets to both opera productions, it is coc.ca. Figaro sees the return of the Klaus Guth production, which debuted in 2016 here in Toronto. Salome will be directed by Oscar nominee Adam Egoyan, and so short and sweet at just 100 minutes. Joining us in studio, a man with a long history of opera, leading companies in the UK and in Houston before arriving here in Toronto in 2021 to head up the COC, General Director Aaron Leach. Welcome back to the Oasis.
Thanks, Mark. Great to see you.
Great to be with you. And you're my first interview of 2023, so congratulations.
Thank you.
and to celebrate, I'm going to give away tickets to your production. So Perfect. That's how we're going to do it. All right. New year, second part of your season. Is that something you think about with the programmers? We're here in sort of the dead of winter. And do you guys sort of think, okay, we need to spice it up a certain way?
Not necessarily the time of year. It's more about trying to do these incredible masterworks. And, you know, in Figaro and Salome, we have two undeniable masterworks. People call Figaro the most perfect opera. Salome is completely different, but is a huge challenge for any organization to be able to do justice to. It's a really meaty rep, this, for the company.
I love it. All right, so we're starting off the year right. Let's talk about Mozart's Marriage of Figaro. What did Klaus Guth do with this piece that made it a sensation first in Salzburg, and then when it was here in Toronto, it debuted in 2016. I know he looked to 19th and 20th century theater to some degree to sort of shape how he wanted it to look on stage. I mean, what's your takeaway from this piece?
Yeah, I think that Figaro, you can get drawn down a line of it all being about the physical spaces and the properties, and it's known as a very proppy show. There's lots of things, there's a chair and there's this and there's that. Klaus stripped all of that away, and he went, okay, this is actually an emotional psychodrama, and we forget sometimes that Figaro was incredibly provocative when it was written. The smartest guy in the room is the servant. That's incredibly provocative when you're writing it and being paid for writing it by the nobility who you're mocking.
Right.
And so I think Klaus stripped all of that away. It's a much more stripped away set than you'll often see. For Klaus, it's all about the relationships between the people and how they interact with each other. And actually, of course, that's the brilliance of the D'Oeuvre de Ponty as well, is that's actually the central drama, if you like. How can quick wits overcome each other? How can they show the futility, if you like, of knowing who you're going to fall in love with, etc.? You fall in love with who you fall in love with, and then the games begin, if you like.
I mean, I think I just have to say, just from the perspective of, as we go through our opera playlist here at the New Classical FM, the material from this opera comes up so often. Yeah. There are so many beautiful pieces, so many powerful pieces, and it's just, like you say, it's quintessential.
Totally, and it's fascinating because you get caught by surprise occasionally. I was rewatching Trading Places over the holiday season.
Right.
One of my absolute favorite films.
Yeah.
I have to say, it doesn't age as well as you might think. But anyway, and the Marriage of Figaro overture is the whole first 4 minutes of the film. Eddie Murphy on the streets and the bankers going to work and all of this thing. And it's all done to the Marriage of Figaro. And it's actually really interesting because Eddie Murphy, in his character, turns out to be smarter than all of them. So there's a lovely parallel there as well.
I love those pop cultural bridges. Let's listen. Here's a moment from the Mozart masterwork. If you are just joining us, we're speaking with Canadian Opera Company General Director Perrin Leach about the upcoming productions of Mozart's Marriage of Figaro, which we just heard, Strauss's Salome. You can win tickets to see one of these in performance by entering our contest at classicalfm.ca. You can pick up tickets, learn more about the 2022-23 season at coc.ca. So let's talk about Salome. Salome. You mentioned that this is a huge undertaking for any company to take on and do it right. Shorter piece for sure, directed by a man who was here in the studio last year, Adam Egoyan, the Oscar-nominated director, filmmaker. Why Adam for this project? Why is he the right fit for this piece?
So again, this is a production that has been seen in Toronto before. The piece was originally done nearly 20 years ago by Adam. And I think what's really fascinating is that it was one of the very first operas he did. He's now revisiting it with a new cast, new people, and also 20 years of experience, but also of the world changing. So it's incredibly impactful psychological drama. And you get to look at it again and go, it's always worked really well, but the world has changed slightly. So, you know, the joy of having someone, a visionary like Adam back, is he doesn't just go, this is what we did last time, so let's do it again. He works with that new cast. He finds a new narrative, a new, you know, again, relationships are important about how people spark off each other, them understanding what each word means and the inflection that is put on it can change the entire meaning of a sentence. So all of that is, again, revisiting a masterwork that there are very few companies now in North America who have the size, scale, and technical ability to play Salome, a Salome score that is just so gloriously rich with themes, music. It's all there within the music. If there wasn't a single word, you wouldn't be in doubt what's going on stage.
And something I really picked up from speaking with Adam last year is that it's what you're saying, his motivation, his enthusiasm continues to be at full throttle. It's not like he, like you say, looks back and goes, oh, here, we can just kind of copy what we did. No, he's thrilled to get another shot at these projects, and whether that be here in Toronto or anywhere in the world.
Absolutely. And this production has you know, played other places. When it was first done, the video content was extremely new and thought-provoking. We've continued to work on that and add more elements to that. It's very, very exciting. And Johannes, is just a master of conducting these huge pieces. And for him to come back to it again and revisit it with the orchestra, who have matured, he's matured as a conductor. You know, there's so many threads there. It's amazing.
And for some of us who are challenged, maybe not quite up for a ring cycle or what have you, 140 minutes sounds pretty reasonable for a lot of people, some of the modern audience, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
A little later this season, it's going to be Verdi's Macbeth, Puccini's Tosca, and Pomegranate, which will be at the COC Theater on Front Street. So that's how you're going to wrap things up. And a sparkling season, I would say.
I mean, I think the audiences are coming back to see live performing arts and the opera. I think we've put a very balanced season together, try and give people a little bit of everything. We've got some new work in Pomegranate. We've got some work that really changed the opera field in Salome. We've had some classics as well. So I think it's been a nice mix, and we can't wait to get through the rest of this season and obviously launch next season.
And we're excited about that next season. We do know that it's coming up in just over a month's time, February 23rd. You will be unveiling.
A ceremonial unveiling of the magnificence of next season.
Yes. I mean, just to give us a slight tease, I mean, I feel like the last couple seasons, obviously there were some hurdles to jump over during the pandemic, and then this was really your first real season. Were you able to feel like you could build on that?
Totally, yeah. I think that season is now the first one that I've sort of fully planned that doesn't just have things that have been pushed forward from the pandemic.
Right.
I think there's, again, a really interesting mix of different titles and properties that make up a balanced diet across the whole season. There's a couple of really spectacular projects as well that I'm thrilled about. So, no, it's going to be a great season.
Tantalizing. I would say, absolutely. All right. Canadian Opera Company General Director Perrin Leach, really a pleasure. Thank you for giving us all the details. We're looking forward to these next couple of productions.
Thank you.
Mozart's Marriage of Figaro opening on January 27th. Strauss's Salome, directed by Adam Egoyan, opening February 3rd. And you can win tickets to one of these performances by entering our contest. It's at classicalfm.ca. But of course, pick up tickets right now. Learn more about the finale of the 2022-23 season at coc.ca. Let's listen.